Well, the greatest musical instrument that we have on the planet is our voices that God gave us. We can sing, and that's a beautiful thing. St. Augustine said, if you sing, you pray twice. And so all of us, especially when we're little, we love to sing. We get older, we get self-conscious. But this Friday, all the Newman kids will be here, and that's pre-K to 12th grade. And the kids that will sing the loudest will be the ones in the front, the little ones, right? Because they just love to praise God. It's very natural for them. And then we get older, and we get nervous about it. My mom was in charge of the music in our little parish growing up, so we were expected to sing, and we had to do a lot of it, which now, of course, I thank God that she was my mom. Once I was spending a summer in Rome, and I was the last guy in the seminary. The building was empty, and that summer I was listening to the soundtrack of Godspell. And because when you're by yourself, sometimes it gets a little lonely. I'd sing this one song, It's All for the Best. I'd sing this as loud as I could into the courtyard. I like the echo. Some men are born to live at ease, doing what they please, richer than the bees are in honey. Never growing old, never feeling cold, pulling pots of gold from thin air. The best in every town, best at shaking down, best at making mountains of money. They can't take it with them, but what do they care? And then it goes on and on, and this is how I would amuse myself, very limited social life. And now all this being said, I mean, we move into Advent, and this is a time of peace. But it's probably the most stressful time of the year, especially if you're a parent or a teacher. There's just so much coming at us. And we're supposed to be peaceful. We're supposed to be recollected on the inside. We're supposed to be ready for the birth of our Savior. This is what this song sounds like when you're experiencing stress. Some men are born to live at ease, doing what they please, richer than the bees are in honey, never growing old, never feeling cold, pulling pots of gold from thin air, the best in every town, best to shake it down, best to make mountains of money. They can't take it with them, but what do they care? Whoa, all right, so we need to relax, right? That was the old Aaron Rodgers approach. How are you going to find peace in Advent? The scriptures are always instructive, always helping us to live in the midst of all sorts of turmoil, strife, and fear, and have a heart that is ready. Someday the Lord's going to come, and he's going to call us, and we're preparing for that. Watch, be vigilant. Isaiah gives us some recognition that some peace is dissolved by guilt and shame. He talks about that we're an unclean people. Our good works are like polluted rags, and we're like dry, withered up leaves. What gives life is mercy, forgiveness, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. It's really difficult to go to confession, but it's also very healing. A lot of people carry a lot of unresolved guilt and shame, things from their past, it could be years ago, and they carry it anyway. God is sending his Son to save us, and forgiveness is the beginning of that salvation. To go to confession is a difficult thing, so I'll say, well, just ask Jesus. If you want me to go, Lord, I'll need your help. Please give me a little nudge. Show me how to get there, what to say, and to experience the joy in a clean heart. This is something that the Lord wants to give, a peace that no one else can give. By the way, if we go to confession, it's amazing the impact that has on other people. There's a guy who was named Camillus. He and his dad, 500 years ago, they were living, well, organized crime, dirty deeds done dirt cheap. And anyway, one day the dad got shot and he was dying, and he asked for a priest. And Camillus didn't even know his dad had any faith. He was shocked. But his dad, before he died, he made, well, some sort of act of repentance. And the priest gave him absolution. Camillus was so touched by his dad's confession that he never went back to that life of crime. In fact, he founded what's the modern-day movement known as Red Cross. He began to serve people, especially with medical hurts. He became a towering saint of his time just because his dad went to confession. What a gift we can offer for ourselves, but for a lot of other people besides. The lines get long this time of the year because people want to have peace in their heart and their soul. So when the Prince of Peace comes, they'll be ready. A second thing is to watch, be vigilant. That's really hard when we're busy, tired. We're just trying to get through life. So many things that are stressors, and we're already stretched to our breaking point, and now one more thing, two more things, and we just can't hack it. I was meditating on 15 years ago, I made a 30-day silent retreat. 30 days of no technology, no talking, just you and the Lord, which is pretty intense. I remember the day I got done, I went and checked the ESPN sports scores, how the Brewers were doing, got into my email, phone calls, all kinds of stuff. And that night, I couldn't sleep. My system was so anxious. I mean, all that kind of exposure, we get used to it. We live in a kind of a whirlwind world. But even so, it takes its toll. It's taxing. Ask any parent. It's really difficult in those years of raising children. I remember my mom and dad, boy, I know that they were stretched right to the limit and beyond. If there was a theme song for parents, it comes from that Tracy Chapman song. It's a fast car. You know how you just want to get in a car and drive? I could imagine my mom singing this. I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast, felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. I just wanna drive away, never come home. Goodbye, you can bale some hay. Anyway, I just made that up. But parents, people, Christians, humans, all of us, we have a tendency to get overwhelmed. What happens is God will make an adjustment. Some little minor ones, you know. My dad, as a farmer, his back was always sore. I remember sometimes he would lay on the floor when we were little. He'd say, just walk on my back. And that was sometimes a little adjustment. I remember my dad would say, oh, just a little change and we can breathe again. What are the changes that God wants to make in your life and mine so that we can be at peace and hopeful? And we can have an interior recollection that comes from God himself. Adoration is one of the things that Christians have found time spent with the Lord. He changes us. We can't change him. He's perfect. If you spend time with him, you find a peace that the world cannot give. It might only be a few minutes. My dad used to stop at church on the way home. It was never locked. I don't think he had much time, but I'll bet that made a difference in the way he treated my mom, and the way he treated us. I know in all their struggles, they tried to turn to God, and he protected them, preserved them. They were able to keep their vows until the end. That's what God wants for us. It's a difficult time, a stressful time, and it's a short time. 3 weeks from tomorrow is Christmas, not to make you nervous, but it goes fast, and we don't have all the recollection, and that's a gift that God will give. The greatest musical instrument is our voice, so out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Let's let God come into our hearts, wash away the sin, give us peace. He's able to do that. He is God. There is no other. He gives a peace as the world cannot give because he is Christ. He is the Messiah, our Savior and Lord forever.